You're listening to SBS News.
In Cuba, authorities are gradually easing people out of restrictions. Beaches and recreation centres have reopened in Cuba's capital. Officials say the reopening was decided on because 90% of the city's residents are vaccinated against COVID-19 and the number of new cases has been declining. But not everything is back to normal yet. Swimming pools are still limited to 50% capacity. Bus services to the beaches won't be increased and food spaces won't be allowed to reopen on the shore. Meantime, in Russia, state TV was showing Vladivostok citizens getting vaccinated in state medical centres. Deputy head doctor of Vladivostok Hospital No. 4, Anna Staroselseva, describes how the vaccine should work.
A vaccine against the coronavirus infection can't be combined with anything. It shouldn't take less than 30 days between vaccination against coronavirus infection and vaccination against other infections.
Vladivostok citizen Valentin Miniev has no complaints after getting vaccinated.
I got vaccinated against coronavirus back in March to April. I've had practically no problems after that, despite the fact I had contact with coronavirus patients.
Meanwhile, the country's authorities have shunned imposing tough restrictions. In Bosnia, hospitals are again filling up with coronavirus patients gasping for air, and the number of severely ill people is on the rise. But vaccination sites around the country are mostly empty, and some vaccines are fast approaching their expiration date. Dr. Edna Derljovic is an infectious diseases specialist working at Abdallah Nakas Hospital. He says authorities did very little to nothing to persuade the vaccine hesitant to get the shots.
We failed to properly promote vaccination. At first, we only had negative publicity because of the failure of authorities to secure vaccines. But once the vaccines finally started arriving, mainly through donations, people became picky. The bottom line is people are poorly informed and lack up-to-date knowledge.
A refusal to get immunised against COVID-19 is being embraced in Bosnia as a form of protest against the powerful and rich. Anti-vaccination lobbyist Jagoda Savic is all for it.
Here, there is a huge gap between people's private and public stance. People who publicly promote vaccination make private decisions to not get vaccinated. Among them, there is a number of doctors. I have a list with all their names, but I won't name them publicly because we are preparing to sue them. They propagate vaccination, but don't get vaccinated.
In Vietnam, the southern cities have started removing barricades ahead of the lifting of lockdown orders, ending 3 months of restrictions. And in South Africa, President Cyril Ramaphosa has had discussions with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson aimed at removing South Africa from a travel red list that bans visitors to the United Kingdom because of COVID-19. South Africa will also revert to lockdown level one, the lowest alert from Friday. This means nighttime curfew hours will ease, bars and restaurants will be allowed to stay open a little later, and alcohol may be sold under normal licensing laws. But he's still urging South Africans to get vaccinated if they want to return to a normal way of life.
Our vaccination program is far too slow. We have therefore decided to upscale our vaccination campaign by launching the Vuma Vaccination Weekends campaign from tomorrow. The Vuma Vaccination Weekends campaign will be a countrywide drive to encourage our people, as many of them as possible, to get vaccinated.
Sarah Shalala, SBS News.